Hey everyone, what is going on? It is June 25th, 2018, and you are listening to Uncommuted. And, you know, this weekend, I said that I had promised to post another episode of LGBTR. Now, if you're listening to this now, at this point, it's probably uploaded, but it was uploaded today, which means I didn't actually get to it in time, in the time that I had promised. I have an excuse, though, because, you know, this weekend I was doing a lot of editing and a lot of writing. I wrote a screenplay, kind of like a TV treatment. I'm not entirely sure what the terms are. I think I got that right. It's like a treatment. It's the first episode of a potential series, whether that's TV or web series or something. And, you know, I'm really excited about it because it's one of those things where, you know, when I was writing, it just kind of all flowed. And I haven't really gotten that since writing my first novel. So, I feel good about it. I'm trying to find a couple of people to read it and give me some pointers so that I can feel less good about it. And see what I need to do to kind of make it spectacular before I submit it to a couple places. But yeah, that's what my weekend was, really. I started and finished Luke Cage this weekend as well, so I was stuck in Netflix world, but that's not an excuse for the podcast. It's just something else that I did on the side, I guess. But the show was really good. I thought that it was better than the first season. And, man, some people are saying Bushmaster is, like, the best, like, one of the top five MCU villains, but I would go to say that Mariah is actually the better villain in the show. She's just crazy. She's crazy. And Alfre Woodard really played that part. Yeah, I'm like, aside from that, there were just so many other moments and some different kind of themes that they were talking about. And I'm not going to spoil it for you here, but yeah, like the ending, man, I enjoyed it very much. Let me just say that. Also, last thing, told you that I was on a podcast show, I believe, a couple weeks ago. I was a guest on a podcast, so that podcast episode is now up. So if you want to check it out, go to the Gay Side Stories podcast, just about wherever you can find a podcast, wherever you'd rather listen. It's a really good conversation. We talk about my writing, my books, what I'm trying to give to the world as far as my writing, and I guess we get into some other topics as well. So it's a really interesting, it's a really fun conversation, I think. So yeah, definitely check that out at Gay Side Stories. But that's it for me this morning. I am gonna head to work, and hopefully this work day goes by quickly, and I will catch you guys on the way back. See ya. Hey y'all, what's going on? I am now on my way back home from work, and you know how I mentioned the podcast that I was a part of earlier this morning, or perhaps just a few moments ago, if you're listening to this all the way through. At the end of the podcast, I was supposed to ask the host, Trelithison, I was supposed to ask him a question, and then he kind of bounced it back to me, and then I was like, oh, I got all caught up. And I don't know if I answered it correctly. I think I did a good, fine job answering it, but I will give you the real answer Because I kind of gave it some thought this weekend, too. I was like, man, I should have said something different. You know, like, after it was recorded, I was like, man, I should have just said something different. So, here's the question that I had asked him, and it was, who would you have on your reality show cast? Like, four or five people, who would you pick to be on your own reality show with you as a part of the cast, basically, and why? So when he bounced that back to me, I wasn't completely prepared for that, but it was good because I gave a nice off-the-cuff kind of answer. But what I did start off saying that I would pick my brother, because we just have a very good dynamic, I think, when we're interacting with each other. And you guys have heard me say that before on here. But aside from him, I would also, and I think it would be a nice and interesting concept. I had often thought about this anyway, but like, I have, two of my best friends are brothers as well, and their names are Ramon and Rasan. And, you know, we grew up together, basically, like all four of us. So we all know exactly what each other is thinking at any given time on any kind of, you know, subject. Like, we're just that in sync with each other. And just the different dynamics that we have between each other is really interesting. You know, I feel like, it's weird because we're both, as sets of brothers, we're close to each other, but then within that group, we can be closer with other people, and the way that we communicate with each other is just really interesting. So I think that would make an interesting show. Like, and I was always thinking, like, we should just get everybody together and go travel and just, like, film the whole experience and everything that happens on our, like a week or somewhere, like a week somewhere on vacation or something. And aside from them, I would also include my cousins, Taryn and Tyler, and they are both brothers as well. And we grew up with them as well. So it's like we have three sets of brothers, and we all have different personalities. And I just think that our reality show would be one that everybody would get into. if you like reality TV anyway. I'm a reality TV junkie. I watch, like, all of them. Like the game show ones, like Big Brother and Survivor, I watch those. And, of course, you know, I watch all the Housewives and Basketball Wives. I kind of fell off of Love and Hip Hop. I can't get into it. And I can't watch, like, Bad Girls Club. I can't do it. But yeah, I do watch plenty. And so I think that's, you know, my love of that genre has been why I asked that question. And that would be my full answer to that. So anyway, I just wanted to give you, I thought maybe that would be a fun little bit of information there. But I am headed home. I will talk to you guys tomorrow. Thank you for listening. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.